The city of Phoenix saw 5 water main breaks on Wednesday, and officials say old infrastructure is the problem. Troy Hayes is the city's assistant water services director.
So most infrastructure that's in the ground or in the plants has about a 50-year lifespan or so. With those, we're coming to the time frame when most of the infrastructure that we have is coming to the end of its useful life.
Hayes acknowledged that 5 breaks in a week is unusual, but says the city is aware of the problem and is actively working to replace its aging system. Those needs mirror state and national infrastructure deficiencies. The American Society of Civil Engineers estimates that Arizona may need to invest more than $7 billion in drinking water infrastructure in the next 20 years. Randy Over is the organization's president.
Water being in the West is an issue for everyone, pretty much. So, you know, that's a looming issue. It's not only a supply issue, it's a potentially a climate impact on the state.
Over says that roadway infrastructure needs in Arizona are also high. His organization estimates that about half of the state's roads are in poor or mediocre condition. The national average sits right around 1/3. Carrie Young, KJZZ News, Phoenix.